Hey friends, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day. I'd like to take a few moments to share with you what the Bible teaches about marriage and divorce. Now here in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 11, the Apostle Paul is speaking to married Christian couples who may be going through some dark times in their marriages. Now, during these situations, feelings are all over the place. Words are being said and things are being done out of frustration and anger and hurt and pain. But the Word of God helps us to sort through all the chaos and confusion. And so here in verse 10, he says, "To the married, I give this charge." Then he says, "Not I, but the Lord." In other words, Jesus has already spoken on this issue. And Paul says, I'm just repeating what Jesus has already said. And so what's the principle Jesus gives? He says, the wife should not separate from her husband. But if she does, she should remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. And the husband should not divorce his wife. You see, the issue at stake is the sanctity of marriage. God created marriage to be one man and one woman in a lifelong commitment to each other until death do us part. But couples would say to me, but pastor, it's too hard. Our marriage is already dead. But I remind them, if God raised the dead to life, he can breathe new life into your marriage. You see, we serve a God of miracles. And then Paul says, even if you already got a divorce, you have two options. Either remain unmarried for life or be reconciled to your spouse. Now, of course, this is hard for many to accept, but this is the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where he draws the line. And if I disagree, the problem is with me, not him. In fact, when we read the Gospels, the only exception Jesus gives for divorce is adultery. But adultery doesn't mean you have to get a divorce. God can give you the strength to forgive, just like he did with Hosea and Gomer. But pastor, what if we are no longer in love with each other? Well, I know Disney tells us to follow our hearts, but the Word of God tells us that our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked, and it will lead us astray. And so we cannot live our lives based on our feelings. For example, when your baby is crying in the middle of the night for a diaper change, nobody feels like getting up. But we get up and we change that baby. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. And it's the same in our marriages, even when we don't feel in love anymore. And that's why love is not a feeling. Love is a choice. Love is choosing to honor my commitment to my spouse and to Christ, regardless of how I feel. And so I don't know where you are in your marriage right now, but that's the clear teaching of Scripture. And if you're walking through a difficult season with your spouse, may God grant you the grace and the strength to forgive and to persevere while we pray for a miracle of healing and restoration. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.